Republican State Assemblyman Brian Kolb dropped out of the race for the Republican nomination for governor late last week. That means there's one fewer obstacle for gubernatorial hopeful John DeFrancisco of Syracuse. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, he's not ready to take on the mantle of frontrunner.
A few years ago, DeFrancisco, a Syracuse area state senator, thought he had the votes to become Senate Majority Leader, but he fell 2 votes short. So he's not ready to anoint himself the presumptive Republican candidate for governor in a race against Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I think the most important thing is it isn't over until it's over. And I'm going to keep plugging away until the final vote, because you just never know what could possibly happen.
But he does admit things are going well less than 2 weeks after he announced his intention to go after the nomination. He's picked up some of Kolb's support. He has endorsements from state senators in a Long Island county that carries a lot of weight in the nomination process. Also, the two other candidates left in the race, former Erie County Executive Joel Giambra and former Pataki administration official Joseph Holland, haven't made a big dent in the Republican nominating process so far. So DeFrancisco says he'll continue traveling the state, trying to lock up support with an anti-Cuomo message. Because if one thing is for sure, it's that the sooner the nomination is locked up, the better.
The key is to hopefully have the endorsement, if people think I'm the right person, as soon as possible, because you need as much time as you can possibly get in order to run against an incumbent with $30 million in the bank.
Republicans make the final decision on the party nominee during a convention in late May. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.